Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there.
Stardate, April 17th. There's a frustrating meeting of planets in the early morning sky right now. It's frustrating because the planets are quite low in the sky in the dawn twilight, so they're hard to see. The participants in this meetup are Mercury, Mars, and Saturn. Tomorrow, they'll form a tight triangle. They'll form a straight line on Monday before they begin to separate. Mercury is the brightest of the trio, followed by Saturn, then Mars. The planets aren't actually anywhere close to each other. They just happen to line up in the same direction. Mercury is the closest, at a distance of a bit more than 100 million miles. Mars is more than twice that far. And Saturn is farther still, almost a billion miles. Mercury is making a small loop across the dawn before dropping back into the solar glare. It's the closest planet to the Sun, so it never moves far from the Sun in our sky. That means our chances to see it are limited. Mars and Saturn are farther from the Sun than Earth is, so they move all the way across the sky. Both are slowly working higher into the dawn. As the months pass, they'll rise earlier and remain in view longer. For now, Mercury, Mars, and Saturn are quite low in the east as twilight paints the sky. They're tough to see, especially from farther north. From the U.S., the best views are from places like Miami and Honolulu. The best place to watch the meetup is the Southern Hemisphere. We have more skywatching tips and much more about our amazing universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.